Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast, live and in person here in Tampa, Florida. I am joined by a guest from our own team this time, for the first time in 2 days, George Perez-Diaz.
Hey, hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
George is our Director of Advisory Services at Beryllium and QuickTrack, and has been part of the ecosystem for a long time, even before you worked with us, obviously. It's our known you for years. A pretty cool event here in 2025. The world is different than it was. It's been a very common theme through a lot of these conversations. You know, specifically from our standpoint, very exciting news from us recently, if you're watching this down the road. But this, at the beginning of the year, we were able to announce a big milestone for us. QuickTrack achieved FedRAMP moderate equivalency via a FedRAMP recognized 3PAO. So as a cloud service provider with a cloud service offering, it's a great thing to pass down to our customers as an option that's been vetted, which is nice. And that's part of the energy here is there's more trusted confidence is probably a way to say it, and knowing versus kind of hoping and believing. So what have you thought so far? We've watched a lot of these sessions. Before I ask you another question, I'm pretty sure you're itching to talk about. What do you think so far?
It has been great. The energy here is pretty good. The crowd, very, very smart and aware, where they are actually challenging things the presenters are saying. That's not George. Is that true? And I was like, I don't know. I'm not the cop. but I love it. And the FedRAMP moderacy equivalency, FedRAMP moderate equivalency has been one of those. CSPs, if you're a cloud service provider with your cloud service offering, has to be FedRAMP moderate or equivalent, and that has been has come up several times. And to your point, what that does for clients is raises the level of assurance that that they're doing the right thing for their CUI. And then when it comes time for an assessment, or C3PAO is going to move slightly faster because our environment has already been tested by a different framework that has been accepted by the Cyber AB and the DoD. So it's all good news all around.
Yeah, and you spoke day one yesterday. You ended the day, which is a tough spot to be in before everybody goes to happy hours. But it was cool because you did back up to another presentation. We had one of those individuals on, Corinne Wise, and it was good. It was, to your point, it is very engaging in a way where it feels less dart throwing and more explain that to me some more.
Exactly.
And it's we could be here for a month if we were going to explain everything. But people, it does feel like they're starting to say that right there, I want to know more about that.
Yes.
And that I don't know that I've heard it explained, or in your case, you use a lot of pictures, like a lot of less words, more talk, which is good. But some of these has been very dialed into specific requirements and specific things. And that's great. Yeah. So I do agree that that's been very comforting, very exciting. And as 2025 goes on and we get into 2026, we're going to see even more of that. One of the common things that has come up a lot in the last 2 days has been this uncertainty, or we'll even call it frustration, around changing the evolution of regulation, however you want to say that. Talk about that, because I know we have a lot of that coming out here soon from our own perspective, but talk about that a little bit.
So I love the way Eric presented it. I don't know how to say his last name, so I'm not going to. The lawyer.
Yeah.
The first presentation.
Crucis.
There you go. Crucis. Yep. He did a fantastic job emphasizing the entire life cycle of why CMMC and the CUI program exists, right? FISMA, the law, the Federal Information System Modernization Act said we need to do better. We need to protect our systems better. We need to do continuous monitoring. And by the way, we need to share information with industry and that information when it's important, we need to protect it. Therefore, NHTSA 171 was born and it's a law. It's not something that is very easily removed once it's been codified and implemented, and it has, you know, it has legs. The other item that has been very emphatic to give CMMC and the CUI program a strong point is Katie Arrington. She was the architect, if you will, during the Trump administration, the first term, and now she's the DoD CIO, CISO.
Yep.
And it's one of those things. Is it a coincidence? No. We all know that she loves the MMC. Mm-hmm. She's not going to say, you know what, let's scratch that. And one thing that I keep saying is the one thing that we need is more security, not less. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, and CMMC has been emphasized in several reports, including the Solarium report of 2020, when that consortium was talking about protecting critical infrastructure, enabling CISA to do more, mm-hmm. and CISA was born also in 2018, and use CMMC or something like CMMC as a vehicle to enforce regulations, more security, and validation that you're doing what you say you were doing. All that to say, the CUI program is not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And even if CMMC were to go away, you still have DFAR 7020, again, that is a law and regulation, that the DOD reserves the right to do an audit whenever they want. Either the DOD is going to do an audit and or a C-3PO is going to do an audit. An audit is coming. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
So you can't avoid that. Yeah. The other thing that is happening here is the conversations about the FAR CUI rule.
Yep.
All these changes. Why am I doing this, George? I'm learning this today and then tomorrow I'm going to have to change. It's like, hold on. It doesn't work like that. There's a lot of change that has to happen and proposed rules and implementations before you have to move one to CMMC, I'm sorry, NHTSA 171, revision 3, and or make any other changes. One thing that I tell folks about 171, revision 2 versus revision 3, C3PAOs have to go through that exercise first. Mm-hmm. That assessment body essentially is your test bed. They have to go through the assessment. New training has to be created. People have to be certified. So it's going to be about 2-3 years before we do that. And then the FAR in the CUI program. Mm-hmm. We are protecting CUI with NHTSA 171, revision 2. Mm-hmm. So we need to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that probably would change is the reporting requirements, where today we have to report within 72 hours. Like we talked before, you and I, in a quick 10. Mm-hmm. 8 hours is not going to stick. I don't see that happening. And one thing that we have that we're working on with Cole, it's an artifact to help organizations that have they will have contracts with different federal agencies to be able to report rapidly and in accordance with those requirements. Mm-hmm. You see something, say something, your systems identify an event, you go through the entire life cycle, and then when you get to the reporting, how quickly do I need to do that? What do I need to collect? What do I need to reserve? What do I need to do from an exercise to improve my entire incident response and reporting and response process?
Yeah, incident response, not incident awareness. So there's a reason it's called an incident response.
It's the R. I call it response and reporting because inevitably you have to report either to the internal stakeholders, hey, we're going to have a bad weekend, mm-hmm. and or to your prime contractors, the DOD, FBI, whomever you're responsible to report to. So, yeah, there's always reporting involved.
And then there's requirements around testing the plan and all that kind of stuff because the first question in a really not fun, spirited conversation is what's number one on your plan? Step one. Okay, great. What did you do first? Not that. That's a bad answer. You don't want to have that answer.
Yeah.
Follow the plan. That's why it's there. Test it to make sure it's effective.
And that fill in the blank, though, you do first? It's prepare people. Yeah. You can't say, hey, Cole, you're part of the incident response team, and we need to resolve this one incident. It's gone right now. Wait, what? What am I supposed to do?
Doesn't it do that itself?
Yeah. It's a bad idea.
Oh no, that's good. Now so this will be fun because we'll have some stuff out on this soon.
Yes.
It will be a conversation that will evolve. It will be a clarity that will hopefully come out, and we can't predict it. Like I said, we can't control that. Let's calm down.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for talking about this a little bit because it is going to be a year of education is not going away. People are still going to have to learn, digest. Some people are coming to the table finally. Some mm-hmm. people have been doing this for years, and they have the right to be like, oh, I've been doing this for a long time. Now are things changing? We get that.
Yeah. So
that's a little fearful, but no, it's going to be fine. And so thank you for breaking that down. We'll go through the rest of this conference. We'll do this again.
Yes.
You're going to be, obviously, you're on our team. It's easier to schedule time with you than some other people.
It's not easy, but
I know.
You make it sound as if it is.
Yeah. See, just what do you do? That's good. Thanks for being here. It's been a good conference. And if anybody wants to talk more with George, our team, you can visit us at www.quicktrack.com, which is CUICKTRAC.com.
Well done.
To make sure. Thank you. And this is going to be a fun rest of the day, and this will be a good journey.
Awesome sauce. Stay safe.
Thank you, George.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's C-U-I-C-K-T-R-A-C.com.